Now we come to what is called a sacrament, the Lord's Supper. A sacrament is something that is mysterious, but it's a strange combination of something mysterious, but also extremely simple and extremely tangible. I want to talk this evening about how the table is an I love you message from your husband. When people talk about marriages that thrive, they have observations about some of the things that weaken or strengthen marriages. Some wives observe that their husbands, after years of marriage, have stopped expressing their love to their wives. Before they were married, the men would write notes, write poetry, find varied and intense ways to tell the woman, I love you very much. But after the wedding, and as the years slip by, sometimes wives notice that those love expressions are fewer and fewer, or sometimes they're even absent. In our human relationships, it is important to continually, regularly state and demonstrate our love for one another. If I love my children, they should hear me say, I love you. And they should continue to hear me say, I love you. If I love my wife, she should hear me say, I love you. And she should continue to hear me say that. This supper instituted by Jesus is not a mere formality. The supper is an expression of love from your heavenly groom. How do we know that? Galatians 2:20 says, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. And if you're a believer, Jesus loved you and gave himself for you. And so in this supper, when you hear the words, this is my body, which is given for you. That is a love note, a visual poem from your heavenly groom. He's saying, I love you. I gave myself for you because I love you. If you're a believer, you're loved. The bread represents the body of Jesus in this supper. It's his whole person, not just the piece that represents, it's his whole body given for you. He did not hold anything back for you. His death is extravagant. The wine represents the blood of Jesus. His extravagant death was excruciating. It was bloody. His whip wounds are the way we are healed. So as we remember him, when we eat and drink, the Holy Spirit's at work through this whole thing, this mystery, this sacrament. One great divine mystery is, how are we spiritually feeding on the body and the blood of Jesus as we take the bread and the wine? We don't fully understand it, but we believe it. We know it's happening. We don't fully understand it, but with simple faith, we are saying this, I need more of Jesus. I need to feed on Jesus. I need more of him, and this is one way that I am getting more of him. I need Jesus in me every week. Surely, as we do this, the Holy Spirit is nourishing the image of Christ in me as I eat and drink of him. So if you have come to know this Jesus Christ, if you've been engaged to him for a wedding that has been formally made, the rings have been passed for the engagement, and the wedding is yet to be fully finalized, if you've become engaged to this Jesus Christ, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel the leaving church, you're invited to take the supper. If you're here and you're not a Christian, we're glad that you're here. We want you to stay here. We want you to ask questions about what are you doing? What do you believe? Why do you do this? But we invite you to watch, but don't take the supper. It will hurt you. It won't help you. Now, let's pray together as we come to the table. Lord, we thank you that we are loved. We confess that we are great sinners and that we are unlovely, but we also believe and know that in Christ we are loved. We thank you for his body, his life given for us, his blood shed for us. We pray that you would make what we are doing by the power of your Spirit and by our faith benefit us, nourish us, feed us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. And Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's do that together, the body of Christ. In the same way, Jesus took the cup, and having given thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the removal of sin. Drink from it, all of you. Let's drink together the blood of Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we need you. We want you. You've given yourself. We pray that we would have more of you. You are precious to us. Warm our hearts. Stir us up to new obedience, greater imitation of you, greater devotion to you, greater delight in you. We have a reason to sing as we leave this place and in the privacy of our homes, as we think and muse and are lost in thought. Thank you for engaging yourself to us. We pray that you would send us out as joyful bearers of good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.